Self-improvement, transform the self, let virtue shine. Transform the self, let virtue shine. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabijin. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have been listening to and learning about self-improvement. What do we need to do? What are the factors? What are the things which we need to take into account? Ensure that we continue this process of improving ourselves to become the best members of community, of society, and most importantly, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the driving force. That's the motivation. That's the reason to do all of this. Alhamdulillah, we have listened to various aspects of this improvement process, what we can do, what we can learn from the lives of others, how we can implement, alhamdulillah. So today, inshallah, we'll learn about our days and nights. Yes, how should our days and nights be? If we want to really get better, if we really want to do something different, then how should our days and nights be? What should our days and nights represent? That's what inshallah we'll discuss. But before that, as always, we'll start by reciting the benefits and reward of reciting Salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever sends Salat upon me on the day of Friday, it will be intercession for him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we have been listening to the self-improvement, the process, the journey, what we need to do. And then as part of that, inshallah azza wa jal, we will also listen to our grand scholars, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How did they spend their day and night? Is there something which we can derive from their lives? Is there something which we can learn from them? And of course, our history is a shining example of so many friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of so many of saints, of so many scholars who have demonstrated, who have shown it to the world. This is the way we have spent our days and nights. Learn from it. Do something different. Make a change. How small it may be, but make one. Inshallah, this will then help us with our self-improvement. It will help us the improvement of our family. Inshallah, azawajal. So let's listen to the first incident. This was the day and night of whom? Of Sayyidina Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala. And it's narrated by Sayyidina Mis'ar bin Kidam, rahmatullahi ta'ala. He says, I entered the masjid of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala. I saw him offering Fajr prayer. He rahmatullahi ta'ala would then teach the sacred knowledge of the deen of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the entire day, during which he would only break for prayers. And after Isha prayer, so all day he's been teaching. After Isha prayer, he entered his home, and after a short while he appeared again. After wearing simple clothing, applying perfume, he goes to a corner of the masjid and starts reading Nafl Salah. Busies himself in voluntary worship, supplicatory prayer. And this continued how long? Not an hour, two or three, until dawn, all night. So he's been teaching all day, and all night he's standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, returns to his home, changed clothes, came to the masjid again. And thereafter, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, offered Fajr prayer in congregation. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And just like the previous day, he started teaching and did so until the time of Isha. Allahu Akbar. So, Sayyidina Mis'ar bin Kidam, rahmatullahi ta'ala, says that I thought to myself, he must be tired, so he will sleep tonight. However, I noticed his routine remained the same for the following night too. The third day and night passed, and again his routine was the same. I was so impressed that I decided that I would take the company of Imam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala for as long as we live. And I took a permanent residence in his masjid. And during my stay, I always found the grand Imam, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Nu'man bin Thabit, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayh, in a state of fasting during the day and engaged in voluntary prayer at night. Subhanallah, Sa'imul Dahr, Qa'imul Layl. And in addition, the grand scholar who spends all day teaching his students. Subhanallah. And then, however, he says that he would rest for a short while before Zuhr Salah. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, that's a way to spend day and night as well. Yeah, so our day and night, our day comes, night comes, and it seems like that our life is just a combination, a switchover process of day to night, night to day. But actually, what are we doing with our days and nights? How are we spending them? Are we spending our days and nights in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Imam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi is spending entire day, entire night. Am I even doing 10% of that? 1% which I'm expending, which I am dedicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That Ya Allah, you gave me the day, you gave me the night. These are both ni'mah. And in order to thank you, today I'll spend at least 1% of my night in your, a part of my night in your ibadah. Where are my days go? My days go in earning livelihood. Where do my nights go? My nights go, if I'm not sleeping, then I'm watching social media. Then I have so much catch up to do. I've got all the other things, but not a moment to spare for the ibadah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here the Imam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, this is his life. That's how he spent his life. Allahu Akbar. And then look at the impression he left on Sayyidina Misr ibn Kadam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. He said, if he can do this, then this is the person to spend my days and nights with. Because I'll gain from the company of this grand Imam. I'll gain from the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sayyidina Ibn Abi Mu'adh, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala mentions that Sayyidina Misr bin Kidam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala was extremely fortunate in that he passed away in the state of sajda inside the masjid of Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. That's the gift Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has honored him. So if it is this, the state of someone who affiliated with Imam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, impressed by his worship, by his ibadah, then what would be the state of the grand Imam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala himself? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is a moment of self-reflection. Needs to think, where do I stand? How am I spending my days and nights? Are they such that I could be proud of them on the day of judgment? Are my days and nights such which will be the source of my salvation, the source of mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on the day of judgment? And if they are not, then what am I doing about it? How am I going to change that? What am I going to implement in my life differently so that these days and nights, they become an event of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's what I need to ask myself. That's what I need to think to myself. Because these days and nights, they are all part of this process of improving oneself, of getting better, of continuing to get better. This will only happen if we use this time, if we use this moment, these occasions to help reap the reward of the hereafter. Unless I dedicate my time, how am I going to achieve that? That's what we learn from the life of Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. And then sometimes the question might come in our minds and say, okay, mashallah, this is great, that's the grand Imam. But what about the ladies of the house? What about the women in the homes, our children, our sisters? What about them? Is there any example for them? Of course, there are examples for them. It's narrated that when night would enter, people would go to sleep. It was the habit of Sayyida Rabia Basariya, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayha, to say to herself, look at this moment of self-reflection, self-address, self-determination, self-speech. What does she say? She says, O Rabia, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. It's possible that this is the last night of your life and that you will not see the sun rise tomorrow. So stand and worship your Lord, lest you face embarrassment on the day of judgment. Be determined. Do not sleep. Stand and worship your Lord. After saying this, she would stand and offer voluntary prayer until dawn. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And then after offering Fajr Salah, she would then address herself once again. What would she say? She would say, "Oh my soul, congratulations, for you undertook great difficulty last night. But remember that this can be the last day of your life." Saying this much, she would become engaged in worship again. And whenever she was overcome by sleep, so she spent the night in remembering Allah. The day is going in remembering Allah. Now she feels overcome by sleep. She would stand and then she would walk around the house. And then whilst doing this, she would say to herself, what would she say? She would say, "Oh Rabia, what kind of sleep is this? What pleasure is there in this? Leave this and sleep in comfort for a long time in the grave. You have not felt much happiness today. You have not felt much sleepiness today, but you will feel it tomorrow night. Be determined and please your Lord Azza wa Jal." Subhanallah, subhanallah. Is there something for us to pay heed? Something for us to learn? Something for us to think, to ponder, to contemplate? That this is how she's spending her day and night. The night is, "Ya Allah, I don't know whether I would get another night. It could be the last night I need to spend in worship. Day, it could be the last day of my life I need to spend in worship." Allah, Allah. She spends the day, she spends the night all in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then each time her motivation, her drive is what? Her motivation, her drive is that I'm going to do it because there is not much time left. Till when? Till my grave. So Rabia, if you want to sleep, if you want to enjoy the sleep, what do you need to do? Allah Akbar. She says, in order for me to enjoy my sleep, what do I need to do? She says, you will enjoy your sleep in the grave. That's the place to rest. That's the place to enjoy. It's only work on the face of the earth, and then it is restful, blissful sleep under the earth. Subhanallah. How long did she do it? A day? A week? A month? A year? No, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, how long her life was? This grave she is remembering, this day and night she's spending on this assumption that this is my last day, this is my last night, I need to focus, I need to do it. How long did she do it for? How soon did the death approach her? It wasn't in a year, it wasn't in 2 years. It is said she, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, spent 50 years in this manner, where she neither slept on a bed nor placed her head on a pillow until she departed this world. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy on them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Jil Ameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, look at these righteous slaves of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Look at these righteous bondsmen, the bondswomen of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. They are spending their night and day in the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala. How do I spend my night? My night goes in heedlessness. My day goes in worldly matters. We have no concern for the grave or the hereafter, nor we do anything which pleases Allah Almighty. So, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, then when are we going to use this day and night to our advantage? This day and night we need to spend in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has created these nights and days for what? They are admonition for us. They are lesson for us. They are reminding us, when I go, I don't come back. Make the most of me. Do something different. Improve yourself. Engage in the worship. Engage in activities of the deen. That's what it's reminding us. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ آيَتَيْنِ فَمَحَوْنَا آيَةَ اللَّيْلِ آية الليل وجعلنا آية النهار مبصرة مبصرة لتبتغوا فضلا من ربكم. And we made the night and the day two signs. Then we erased the sign of the night and made the sign of the day visible, that you may seek the grace of your Lord. So we come to know from this verse that the day and night, they are the two signs of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty made the sign of the night dark such that everything becomes concealed in it. And He made the day bright. Why is this? So that we search for the bounty of our Lord Azza wa Jal. The proof of Islam, Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala mentions, the bounty which we have been commanded to seek in this blessed verse is in reference to reward and forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala, he states, O son of Adam, grind the earth with your feet. You will soon enter it. O son of Adam, what is your life? It is only a collection of days. When a day passes by, a portion of your life decreases. Indeed, from the day you were born, your life has continuously diminished. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, with every passing day, with every passing night, we need to remember this, that all of these days and nights, we need to use them to help ourselves, to make ourselves better, to do something which pleases Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at the number of Sahaba-i-Kiram al-Ridwan who are so worried, despite the fact these are the ones for whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has promised what? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَكُلَّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. They have been promised husna, the best of the hereafter. And still, what do they say? Look at, we learned about one Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala. Look at another Sahabi, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala. He would sit with people. When he would sit with them, he used to say, O people, with the passing of the day and night, your lifespans are diminishing. Your actions are being preserved. They're being recorded. Death will come suddenly. So the one who sows righteous deeds will harvest it quickly with passion, and the one who sows evil will harvest it with regret. Each person will reap what he sows. Allahu Akbar. Imam Ibn Abi Dunya rahmatullahi ta'ala writes, every day calls out, O people, I am a new day and I am a witness over you. O son of Adam, I will not return. Therefore perform good deeds today. Likewise, every night calls out, O son of Adam, perform good deeds tonight, I will never return. The day and night, they are treasures. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala says, indeed, this day and night are treasures. So ponder where you are spending these treasures. Allahu Akbar. Am I spending my night in following social media aimlessly? Am I using my night to watch those films which are destroying my faith? Am I using my night to engage in such activities which are the activities of immodesty, which are the activities which are taking me away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? These are the nights which I need to be worried about, because if I'm spending my nights aimlessly, fruitlessly, pursuing the things which I'm not supposed to do, then I really need to be taking lesson from that. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has declared, what's the purpose of this day and night? Why do I need to adorn them? Why do I need to decorate them? Why do I need to use them in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, if we are reading Surah Mulk every night, then acting upon this madani deed, this madani activity, this good deed which we are reminded through self-accountability every day, is that we should read this Surah Mulk. Then we know right at the beginning, we are listening. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Alladhi khalaqa al-mawta wal-hayata liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. He who created death and life to test you as to which of you is better in virtue. Allahu Akbar. That's the purpose of the creation of day and night. So that's why what we need to do is we need to make these days and nights the best days and nights of our life. How are we going to do them? By remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By watching Madani Channel. By listening to the recitation of Quran. By listening to those life-changing speeches. By reading those books which change my life. All of them available on DawatIslami.net website. All of them available through Dawat Islami's apps. That's what, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we need to do. So if we commit to that, if we engage that, then inshallah, we'll see things changing. We'll see these days and nights being the source of our self-improvement. So may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to act upon what we have learned, and may Allah Ta'ala make this day and night the source of our salvation and mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Self-improvement. Transform the self, let virtue shine. Transform the self, let virtue shine. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns.